Hello everyone, I'm George McMillan. Thanks for coming back to my channel. This is about the Clacton by-election. And then the result came through very early this morning. And that is that Nigel Farage has been returned as the Member of Parliament for Clacton upon Sea. So Mr. Farage is, of course, the leader of Reform United Kingdom, the UK's newest political party. Right, so he resigned about a month ago over these allegations surrounding his funding, the £5 million gift he took from a British cryptocurrency billionaire who was then resident in Thailand. Subsequently, more allegations about funding he took from a Briton who was sent to prison for fraud in the United States and so on. So he said this is somehow going to clear the air. This will be a vindication of him. But, you know, it doesn't make the allegations go away. It doesn't disprove everything that's said about him. Possibly not everything is said about him is true. Now, the major political parties decided not to field candidates. I think from the Conservative point of view, that was a strategic blunder. So there's a fancy dress vote. There were about 30 candidates, or 34. That's a record. And then one of them was Lord Binface. So this guy who dresses in this suit, a bit like a sort of stormtrooper from Star Wars, and the head is a dustbin. How hilarious. Rachel Reeves saying, I don't like joke candidates, so vote for Lord Binface and all the rest of it. As Farage, he became steward and whatever, bailiff of the Chiltern Hundreds, the mechanism whereby MPs can leave their seat in the middle of a parliament, trigger a by-election, because theoretically they can't actually resign from parliament, not for 400 years since the law was changed. So that's an office of profit under the crown, which is incompatible with being a parliamentarian. So they had that role for one day or whatever. It's a sinecure, there's no salary attached, and now he's back in as an MP. So because people who wanted to vote for him, a Conservative, couldn't. And as Labour and Liberal Democrats weren't fielding candidates, if the Tory candidate had been there, he or she would have been the only candidate from a major party who people could vote for in order to get Farage out. Because they're people who dislike the Conservatives but hate Reform United Kingdom. And holding their nose, they would cast a ballot for the Conservative as the only way to unseat Farage. So that's it. He says he's won fairly and convincingly. So it was a bizarre by-election, to say the least. And I don't think there was any disorder. He's worried that there may be attempts on his life. There may well be an assassination bid after his friend and Reform UK colleague Anne Winnicombe was murdered. Her funeral was just yesterday. I don't know if she managed, he probably managed to attend it because that was sort of polling day. So had an independent candidate, the Forward Party, Count Binface got 9,455 votes. So it was a considerable percentage. And is it a Pyrrhic victory for Farage? Because yes, he's won, but it should be by a stonking margin, like sort of 70%. And the demographics make it the most favourable for his party in the whole United Kingdom, as in overwhelmingly white, working class, so less educated, older, but one of these left behind, somewhat economically depressed towns on the eastern coast of England. He defeated the sitting Conservative MP. So Nick, the incredible flying brick, who stood for the monster raving loony party, remember they had a serious impact on elections when it was in the, some by-election in the early 90s when they pulled more votes in the Social Democratic Party. It was then dissolved. But then the SDP was reanimated by other people. Rod Little was a candidate recently. There was the Social Democratic Party. They stood in this by-election, the Freedom Alliance. So Farage himself got 22,239 votes, and he didn't attend the count. Now, he's not a man who's camera shy, someone who's never lost for words, has his ability to extemporize. So why wasn't he there? That's not a good look. Lawrence Fox of his one-man band, the Reclaim Party, was there. The actor once married to Billy Piper, the guy who's lost some major libel suits. Now, the official Monster Raving Loony Party fielded Howling Lord Hope. Lord, as in sounds like Lord, because it's Screaming Lord such, not actually a Lord, who was a joke candidate from the 60s till his suicide in 1999. So loads of independents, UK Boys, Consensus UK, British Democrats, Rejoin EU. Now, this will be sweet for Farage. Rejoin EU got 492 votes. And another official Monster Raving Loony Party candidate, Baron von Thunderclap, Everyone Is God Party, and so on. So only a 44% turnout, although that's actually not bad for a by-election, 280 spoiled ballot papers. So yeah, okay, an absolute majority for Farage, but the other parties say, well, we don't want them to have them beat us. The Conservatives, I would only give the Conservatives about a 20% chance of winning that, but it's a risk worth taking. You know, there's a £500 deposit. Okay, you spend a bit on campaigning. And because getting him out would be huge, because he is so massively dominant in that party. He is that movement. Another thing is the Conservatives need to have a platform for the next general election in up to 3 years' time. You send the message that the Conservative Party doesn't care about the people of Clacton, not giving them an opportunity for those to vote for them. So he's back. I mean, there was never a serious chance he was going to lose this one. I don't think it's too humiliating for him. People try and say it's terribly embarrassing for him, this thing. But yeah, these allegations are not magically going to go away. Some sort of investigation to parliamentary standards. Of course, he wasn't a public office holder at the time he received that donation, that £5 million for Thailand to pay for his personal security. He said it was a no strings attached. Others say, well, it wasn't because it was conditional. Then he said it was a reward for what he'd done for the Eurosceptic cause. So there we go. Okay, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, George Callan, 790gmail.com. Goodbye.